Welcome to our imaginary journey. Please sit down, close your eyes, and relax. Imagine you're sitting in a classroom.
Let's go to a farm today.
Your teacher says. You all leave the school and get on a bus.
My favorite animal is the cat. And what is your favorite animal?
Your teacher asks. The bus stops and you get out of it.
Welcome to Mudshot Farm.
A nice woman says.
This is Amy, the cat. She likes to chase mice.
She points at a cute, fluffy orange cat. Amy meows.
I am Mrs. Brown, the farmer.
Mrs. Brown shows you around the farm. You come to a big green field.
These here are our horses,
Mrs. Brown says. Two cute ponies run towards you. One is brown and the other one is white.
The brown horse is called Brownie and the white one, Snow.
You put your hand carefully in front of Brownie and he slowly comes closer. You can feel his soft and warm fur and you start to pet him. But now all the other kids go away with Mrs. Brown and you must go with them. Mrs. Brown shows you another green field where you can see cows. A big white and black cow comes closer.
This is Elsa, our oldest cow. The cows give us fresh milk. Next, we go to the chickens.
You walk across the field and you can feel the high grass touching your legs. The farmer opens a gate and behind it there are lots of chickens.
Do you want to feed them?
Mrs. Brown asks you. You nod your head and she gives you some chicken food. You put your hand out and the chickens start eating it. Pick, pick, pick. It tickles a bit.
Oh no, we left the gate open.
A child from your class shouts. Mrs. Brown forgot to close the gate and now a few chickens escaped.
Can you help me catch the chickens?
Mrs. Brown asks.
Yes, of course.
Everybody says and you run to pick up a chicken. But when you want to take it, the chicken runs away. But you have an idea. You take the food and put it in front of the chicken. And when it starts to eat, you quickly take it and put it inside the chicken field. The other kids also caught a few chickens, and now all of them are inside the fence again.
Thanks for helping me. If you want, you can have breakfast with fresh eggs and fresh milk.
Mrs. Brown says. You all go to a big house and walk up a staircase. Mrs. Brown makes chocolate milk and eggs for everybody. You all sit around a big table and have breakfast together. What a great morning. But now it is time to go back to school. So you get on the bus again and it starts driving. You wave at Mrs. Brown and Amy the cat. Now you arrive at school. You walk back into your classroom and sit down on your chair. Now slowly open your eyes, look around and stretch yourself.